Thank you for calling Morris Customer Care. My name is Regina. How may I assist?
Yes, good morning, Regina. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, and you?
I'm doing fine. Her name is Janelle. You know who she is? Janelle, let me get her name. 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
We got a buyer for our trailer, and we're trying to get rid of it. And we got the buyer, and we want to pay it in full. So we asked them for $33,000 for it, and the payout is. Maybe you need information from me. Maybe you can help me.
Okay. Can I start out by getting your first and last name?
Martha, my husband's name is Devin Sutton, but I'm on Devin Sutton, and the phone number is 443-683-5818.
Okay. And the reason for call is you have a piece of equipment and you want to sell it?
No. We found the buyer that wants to pay the trailer off. We want to write a full check. We found the buyer.
Okay.
Okay. And Janelle knows about it. But they was telling us they want to reach out to us, but we can't. We told them that we have to reach out to them first because my husband's name is on the contract, so they can't call. We just have. We want to know how to give this man his trailer because he's ready to buy it. And
okay.
He wants to pay off, but we're going to pay off. The payoff is $31,291.10.
Yes,
for the payoff for this month, but we approve it for $33,000. And I just want to know how that works.
Okay. What I will do, I will have to send an email to the payment department, and they will contact you back with actually the steps of going about how to take care of that, where he can pay it off, and your husband's name can come off, his name can go on, and all that.
It's going to be taken care of that day. Her name is Janelle. Do you know who she is? Janelle,
No, that's why I said I was going to send an email, and once I send that email, she will be able to see the email because she's in that department, so she probably just already be like, okay, that's for me.
Oh, you know who she is?
No, ma'am. I'm just going to send an email to the payment department, and Ms. Janelle might work in that department. Mm-hmm. So once I send that email out to her, out to the payment department as far as getting back in contact with you, if she's in that department, yes, ma'am, she'll be able to see it.
Wait, hold on a second. It's going to be more easier for you. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Just bear with me for a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
1 second. Let me get you a full name so she can... Yeah, maybe we know who's
okay.
Her full name. 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll tell you, boy, now they got this dog on monkey pops. You hear about that crazy? It's crazy.
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'm looking at the news. I'm sorry. Her name is Janelle Johanna. Okay. I'm going to spell it too for you.
Yes, ma'am.
J-O-H-N-E-L. Her last name is Barbara, R-E-B-R, Customer Care Specialist. And,
okay. One. That's another person's name as well.
No, the owner, the one who, which is my husband, Stallone isn't his name. It's Devin Felton.
Spell that last name for me. I should have it spelled right.
F is in Frank. F-E-L-T-O-N. Devin Felton.
Okay. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'm going to look and see if Ms. Janelle is in, and if she is, I will transfer you over.
Yeah, because this guy, he wants it. Because he found me in the truck paper, so he's like, he don't want us to sell the truck to nobody else, so the trailer, so.
Yes, ma'am.
You know how people want something?
They want it. Yes, ma'am, they don't want nobody else to get it.
Right, and we want to hurry up and sell it before the 8th, because we don't want to pay that next month payment.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that, too. I'm going to place you on one brief hold and see if she's at work. One moment.
Mm-hmm.